Come in, boys and girls. Are you ready for your character checkup? Have you ever said or heard someone else say, "I'll never forgive you"? Did you know that's one of the most dangerous things you could ever say? Listen to what our Bible verse for today says about forgiving. Matthew 6:14, "For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you." Now, we're not going to memorize the next verse, but let's read it. "But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." You means you and me. Men means all other people. Trespasses means sins or wrong things that people have said or done to you. Well, what does it mean to forgive? We kind of know, but it really means to let go. Let go of all the hurt and anger and wrong feelings that you keep having toward others because of something bad they did to you. Now, if you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior from sin, God commands us to forgive others when they do wrong against us. In the Bible, God tells us that if He has forgiven us of the many, many sins we commit against Him every day, then we should be able to forgive others of their sins against us. And what happens if we don't forgive? That's right. We read that, didn't we? Jesus Himself said, "Our Heavenly Father will not forgive us." That's a dreadful thought. So we can never afford to say, "I'll never forgive you." If you have never asked the Lord Jesus to forgive you and save you from sin, did you know He is waiting and longing to do that for you? He has already finished the work of paying for your sin by dying on the cross and rising from the dead. Today, the Lord Jesus is ready to save you and forgive you of all your sins, every one, asking Him to forgive your sins. You know, sometimes it's very hard to forgive others who have hurt you with their mean words or their actions. I have a hard time, too, with forgiving when someone has done something ugly to me or said something bad about me. You know, we can exercise and lift weights to make our body muscles stronger, but where do you get the strength to forgive? That strength comes from the Lord. He gives the power to forgive when someone causes me pain. Are you thinking of someone who has hurt you by their words or by something they've done? Remember how your sin hurts God, your Creator. How many, many times He has forgiven you. Tell God in prayer that you are forgiving that person. Perhaps you will not be able to be friends with the person who has hurt you if you know they are still doing those bad things. You see, God says we are not to have evil companions, evil friends who do bad things, but we are to forgive them and pray for them. Sometimes we can say we forgive with our mouth, but in our hearts, we still feel great anger and bitterness. Well, take that to God in prayer over and over when that feeling comes up. Ask God to take that anger away and put His love there. He'll help you have the power to forgive, not just from your mouth, but also from your heart. Well, how was your checkup today?